Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Rojo wants the banana.
I bet he's a real perv.
Give me some girth.
You are?
No. Get on your knees. It's wonderful.
Speaking of comings of Jesus and things like that.
Wow.
Want him touching the thing.
Goodness gracious.
So I was playing with two guys, and they were more excited than I was because I did it.
In fact, when I played football, I preferred dudes.
Blip, blip. Yeah, that's Mike's go-to lately.
Yeah.
I just feel like he needs to...
feel like it's getting a little stale.
Yeah. He needs to mix it up.
Careful,
what's my
Mike?
Go-to?
Well, just the, you know, that theme. Disgusting theme.
Inappropriate.
Yes, I mean...
childlike.
Would you like to make a request for tomorrow?
Be like no. 14 years old.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Let me do my thing then.
He's a little defensive there about the drops. That is his...
That's his go-to.
That's his baby.
He likes the gay drops.
Like you're trying to tell him that his kid's ugly, which is a very difficult conversation to have.
Yeah. He doesn't have any kids.
Have you ever had to tell someone that their kid isn't, like, attractive or talented?
Why would you tell somebody
Why would you ever put yourself in the situation to say that to someone?
This is my point. Like, what... like, if a friend of yours came and was like, my kid... like, I'm thinking about putting my kid and I'm taking him to Hollywood and they're going to be a professional model, or you're just, like, sitting there and you're like, or,
I
like...
I wouldn't say anything. You'd be like, all right, go
for
it.
You just smile and nod.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not my place to tell them.
Yeah, it's... what if they wanted your honest opinion? They're like, no, I need you to tell me the honest truth. Like, no one will be honest with me. Do you still lie?
It's like that Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode.
Yeah.
Where Terry Crews tells that guy to leave so they can get into the room. And he's a terrible, terrible singer.
I feel like we...
well, you put it that... you know, if they're like, hey, look, Rob, man, I really need you to tell me what you think.
Level with me here, right?
Like, that kid's ugly as sin. You got no chance.
Right?
Yeah, like, I think you got to say that.
We all know the family that thinks their kid is a great singer or think their kid is like a, oh, my kid's going to the NBA for certain. And then you see the kid, you're like, no, he's not. But you just, it's just this weird, awkward sort of thing. I've had that growing up plenty where, like, you don't know what to do. It's just this, you're all trapped. Like, I've been over at someone's house before and they bring their kid out to perform and you're like, oh, dear God, no. Like, not again. And they're like, she's just so talented. Wait till you listen to her. She's like the next Beyonce. And you're like, no, you're like that third gal that got kicked out that no one wanted anything to do with. And even that's pushing it. It's
honesty is always the best policy. You don't want to be an enabler.
It's a tough beat. Yeah, but you try telling someone that their kid isn't talented or isn't a good
athlete.
If they
come up to you and ask you for your honest opinion, I think you should tell them.
Yeah.
If you're reading the room and they don't want the honest opinion, right, and you can tell, well, yeah, then
just
don't.
Just leave it alone.
But if someone says...
Don't tell them that they're great, just don't say anything.
If someone says, your honest opinion of what you thought of my kid's talent, you're like, yeah, no.
I would say, let's be clear. Do you really want my honest opinion?
See, but now you're already setting up. They already know that you hate their child's act, and now you've created awkwardness.
It was already awkward.
I would say, why are you asking me?
Let's be
clear.
I don't
know. What am I, a child talent scout? I don't know. Leave me out of this.
I was at a...
Snooki has no talent, and look at her.
That's true.
That's right.
I was at a friend's wedding. This was many, many, many moons ago, and it was in someone's backyard. Very nice house. It's in someone's backyard. They were nice enough to, you know, to put it on there, and it was very well done. But the daughter of the person whose home it was at was slated to perform a song at the wedding. Mm. And I know for a fact that they were the couple that was having it there was dreading that performance, but could not say anything because, well,
yeah,
it's their house.
Right.
And so let me tell you something. When that person came out to perform, I believe it was Wind Beneath My Wings by one Bette Midler. Mm. Holy hell.
Was it bad?
We were all just sitting around. There's like 50 people in attendance. We were all just sitting around looking at each other, and just the look on the bride's face as Wind Beneath My Wings was belted out in more like, think Bette Midler from Hocus Pocus, that sort of style. Boy, it was something else.
That's on the parent of the kid.
Yes.
And come on, you can't force your way into somebody else's wedding's
Oh, yes, you can. Because I saw it.
Even if you're hosting, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You got no say in that.
And you know why that happened? Because no one over the years had the balls to tell that lady that your little girl can't sing for crap.
I guess... That's true, but it's just not going to be me. It's not my place.
And I've watched
this. And this is the song she picked?
Wind Beneath My Wings.
On my face.
Yeah.
Now, that's a great tune.
Now imagine this in a 13-year-old girl that couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. And now you've got it.
Yeah, the song really highlights the singer's voice here, which is not good in that situation.
Oh, did I tell you, by the way? A cappella. No accompanied music.
God.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted the music to take away from her vocal stylings. And I hate to admit this, but I've heard this girl perform 10, 12 times in my life.
So you knew it was coming.
Oh, I knew it was coming. And I even, because I was friends with the bride, good friends, and I was like, what are you doing? And it was like, what?
What do you want us to do?
What do you want us to do?
He's insisting.
Yes! And I was like, someone has to say something. You want to say it? No, I don't.
Now, the girl, the people getting married knew that she was bad?
Yes.
Okay. Because they had heard her?
Well, this was, see, remember, in church circles, there's a lot of singing involved in church, right?
Yeah.
And no one really wants to get up in front of any sort of church and do anything. So if you get one spunky family that's like, my kid's going to be a star, you've got a captive audience of like 300 people like any given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They just roll on up there and it's like, hey, let's belt out a church hymn. So yes, I had heard her perform at various church functions many, many times. So everyone knew the landmass disaster that was about to occur. And yet no one did anything about it. And I was, you know, I'm young. I'm like, 18, 19 years old at the time. So I'm certainly not in a position to say anything, but that thing was going into the side of the mountain. Everyone knew it was going into the side of the mountain, and not one person had the balls to pull them aside and be like, hey, maybe not today, right? Maybe not at this person's wedding.
Who's that right person? I don't know. I don't know who
Larry
that is.
Larry David is that right person.
Yeah, there's that guy. I guess there's always that guy, but then you just start crap.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you don't want to do that.
No.
It's at somebody else's wedding. That's why this guy says it best. That's when you pour another whiskey and shut your mouth.
But what if it's your wedding? What if it's your kid's wedding?
If it's my wedding, I think I'd push back on the guy. Like, look, is there any way maybe we could do this,
never,
like, at all? Not do this?
Well, if it's your wedding, you have the... Look. I appreciate the offer, but this is not in the plans.
Yeah, or just like, hey, maybe we could have her sing it like the rehearsal dinner where no one cares and everybody's wasted. Well, How about that?
It's an LDS wedding, so it's an LDS wedding, so it's dry. That's the other thing, is there's no booze involved. That's all sobriety, man. Everyone there was stone cold sober.
Maybe you go this route. You say, hey, why don't we get it taped, like a video, and then we'll play it, and then you just lose the video. Like, oh, I don't know what happened.
We lost the vid.
Or you say that you played it when they were playing like a really big song that everyone was dancing during, and it was just like playing in the corner somewhere.
Right.
We played it.
Yeah, you didn't see it?
Yeah. Come on.
But man, I just growing up, I can't tell how many times we were at places, and then out of nowhere, it's like, here, she just shows up. I think she carried around a microphone with her. And was just like, hey, let's belt this thing out. And you're like, wow.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah. I don't know what she's doing now, but something tells me she's not performing. Or she's probably a music teacher somewhere. Again, captive audience.
She's probably getting cut on American Idol.
Just rolling it. That's going to
be five straight years.
That's going to be a no from me, dog.
That's going to be a no from me. That's little pitchy.
Going to be a no.
Okay, well, you've totally hijacked penis arm segment.
Ah.
So if anybody was waiting for that.
Next.
You didn't get it.
Oh, don't worry. We'll get to the penis arm.
Penis arm. And by the way, I have not seen the unedited photo of penis arm.
Oh, no?
No.
You're
right. It is hard to find.
I went looking.
Because I've only seen the blurred out version. And that was good enough for me until you mentioned that you went and looked at the unedited.
Yeah.
And now I kind of want to see that, although...
I'm not settling for an edited arm penis. No.
I can't find it. So arm penis talk next on The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, prime time. England. A British man whose schwanz fell off due to a severe blood infection... had a new one built on his arm where he even got 2 extra inches.
Well, I was going to say, if you are, if someone is growing you a new penis, don't you lobby for that?
Sure.
Like, you know, like, hey, man.
Goes without saying.
You know, hey, you know, I know we got to grow one. Beggars can't be choosers, but, you know, we do a little something here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you're offering...
Why stop at 2? I mean...
Right.
Let's haggle on size.
Right. Yeah, right?
What are you willing to give me?
If you're offering that service and you give somebody a smaller one, you're out of business.
True.
The guy giving the large dongs is the guy that's cornering the market on penis arms.
All of a sudden, people are going in and being like, I think I have a blood condition where my penis is going to fall off. I'm going to need you to...
That guy's got 5 stars on Yelp.
need you to grow me a new one? Have you seen the photo yet?
Not the unedited version.
Yeah,
go ahead and show it to me here.
See if you can
take a little look.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. So they grow it through, think like a needle through your skin. So it's actually, it starts at one end, goes underneath your forearm and out the other. So it's not like a
very odd.
Yeah, so I, separate is my doctor friend was listening to us. And he was telling me about this. So he said when he was doing his surgical residency, this is the growing them is new. Reattaching the penis to the arm, I guess, is an old trick of the trade. So he said that when a lot of times if you get yours chopped off, they have a hard time reattaching it. So what they will do is they will put it, they said, in the forearm. He said it's warm, it's moist. And it has great blood supply.
Whoa.
And he said they will literally put it inside your forearm and grow new blood vessels, and then they're able to reattach
it. There's probably a joke there, but I got stumped.
Yeah. Believe me, when he wrote that, I was like, really?
And I'm pretty sure Suk told the joke.
No, that is word for word what he just wrote me. Now, maybe he's...
I believe you.
He said, I don't know if this is a new story. I just know that we had a case like this when I was in medical school. It's legit. It happened when I was on the plastic surgery service. It was freaking cool to watch. Believe it or not, penises get cut off all the time. They just don't generally, it just doesn't generally make the news. He says, sometimes they actually put the penis inside the forearm. It's warm, moist, and has great blood flow. And That's what happened here. They bury the middle of it inside your forearm, so just the two ends are sticking out.
Yeah, it looks really odd.
It's
so the
like
guy's
you got
name...
shot with a penis arrow, and it went in your forearm and out the other end.
That's exactly what it looks like.
It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen.
So the guy's name is Malcolm McDonald. He's a 45-year-old man. He's a mechanic. And God, you talk about humiliating. He had an infection in his taint.
His grundle got infected?
Yeah, that's the perineum, right?
Yeah,
that's
your
where
taint,
his...
Your grundle, whatever, what, the Badlands?
Always wanted to touch your taint.
That's how where does his, that get infected?
That's where his infection was. It turned his fingers, toes, and his panus black.
Oh, boy.
There's a joke there, but yeah. I'm not going
nope.
to
say Believe it. Me, we were all thinking the same thing, and I was like, nope, not going to touch it.
I had struggled for years with an infection in my perineum, but I had no idea what could happen. The separated dad of two. Oh, she left him. God, this poor jackass. When I saw my penis go black, I was beside myself. It was like a horror film. I was in a complete panic.
Once you go black, you do go back, apparently.
I knew
deep down. It is. Suk wanted to use it so bad.
No, believe me.
The one wanted
I was,
it.
The one I was thinking of was worse than that.
He said, I was in a complete panic. I knew deep down that it was gone and I was going to lose my penis.
Yeah.
He said he was completely gutted. It just dropped off onto the floor.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on, really?
You're just walking around one day and plop.
And his testicles remained intact.
I'm thinking like a cheese stick, right? That gets a little too melty and you pick it up. It just kind of crumbles in your hand.
No.
God, dude.
That's awful. Why would... A nice mental image.
A nice mozzarella stick that gets a little too heated.
So I went to the hospital. They said the best thing they could do for me was to roll the remaining stump up like a little sausage roll. He said it was heartbreaking. I bet that was.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
God.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah, exactly. Where do you go? For 2 years, I felt like a shadow of a man. My life really fell apart because I had no self-confidence. I drank too much. I didn't see family and friends. I just didn't want to have to face up to it. But then he found out from his doctor about the so-called penis master, Professor David Ralph of London's University College Hospital. So he's the penis master.
Yeah.
Now, this expert famously created the bionic penis for Andrew Wardle, who was born without one. And so he said that gave him hope. So the penis, what they call him, the penis warden?
The penis, no,
the,
he was
the penis master.
He's the penis whisperer. He's the Siegfried and Roy of penis tamers. Yeah. I mean, this guy, he's the one to go.
He said he could do an arm graft procedure, which would take up to 2 years. So he got funding for the procedure because it would eventually allow him to urinate properly. And not just perform sexually, but he would be able to do that too. So he said, it was all my Christmases at once. I was so emotional because it was a chance at a new start. I wasn't worried about the procedure because I had seen what Professor Ralph and his team could do. What happened?
My doctor's listening. He's the one that was telling me about the forearm penis and all that. He told me to Google something, and I Googled it. Mm. The condition that this guy had...
Mike, what are the odds that... Because no one wants to Google this at all. What are the odds that Suk actually throws it out on the air?
100%.
100?
He
was about 95. To say it as you...
No,
I don't think you should, but you're going
it
to.
It is so bad. So I guess this guy's condition with the taint, right? His grundle infection.
His perineum.
It's got a name to it. And my buddy said, he's listening, laughing his ass off, and he said, Google the condition. It might be the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Like
ever.
The name or the actual pictures?
No. If you Google image you will see the worst thing.
I refuse.
No. Yeah.
Of all time.
Not interested.
You can tell me what it's called, but I refuse to.
We've already described it enough. So... let's see, where was I? He says,
go throw up now.
As far as I was concerned, they were miracle workers and I was up for anything they could give me, if they could give me my willy back. Not having a penis felt awful. It was most men's worst fear. For me, I was never worried about sex because I already had two children. It was because more about my self-confidence and simple things like using the loo. So he decided to request an extra 2 inches on the $65,000 appendage.
65 grand. I'll tell you what, if I'm dropping 65, I don't know about you, I'm going 4. I want four.
Well, maybe maybe
four
he was doing all right for himself, so 2 inches was enough.
I know. If you're paying 65 Gs, you got to ask for four. It's like a negotiation, like in the Pac-12 Players Unity Movement, right?
What if he was already at like 10? What does he need, 14? Jeez.
You ask for four and you whittle it down to three.
So
you
he
find
was like,
somewhere to meet in the middle.
He's like, hey, they obliged my 2-inch request. And he said, not many people can say they have a designer penis.
No, no, you can't.
And he can. So they formed the new manhood with its own blood vessels and nerves using a skin flap on the left arm, like you were talking about.
Yep.
He's a right-handed guy. They created a urethra and installed two tubes inflated with a hand pump that allow him to, you know.
Yeah.
You know. The shaft was then removed from his forearm, leaving the base, allowing it to form naturally as skin and tissue.
Something that tells me that he wore long sleeves for a while. I hope this was during the winter. Hey, it's super hot. Why are you wearing that bulky sweater? Don't worry about it.
He lives in England, so it's always cool and rainy, so he's fine.
Yeah, could you get like a surrogate for the ween? Like, could you just grow it on someone else and then put it on me?
How much would it take for you to grow a surrogate ween on your forearm?
I'd do it.
Let's say you gotta, you probably got to keep it on there. Let's go like maybe like 3-4 months. If someone gave you 50 grand, would you have a forearm dong?
50 grand?
50 Gs.
3 or 4 months, but I've had two. I'm going to have two surgeries.
You have to have two surgeries. Let's say it's 65,000, so I'll give you the 65, the cost of the surgery.
No, not for 50 grand.
Not for 50 Gs.
No. But I have a price.
100 Gs.
And then it grows. I look down. I'm super jealous of it. Like, oh.
Is that like,
can you put that on me, please?
Is that one of those things like if you, when you raise like a seeing blind dog or a seeing dog, like the blind dogs?
Seeing eye dog.
Seeing eye dog. I couldn't think of what the hell that was caught up in the whole
seeing
penis.
Seeing eye blind.
You know what I mean? A
dog?
Service dog. That's
you're,
what I'm trying
frazzled.
To think of. A service dog.
This man's penis arm is.
No, it's not. It's the stupid gangrene that my buddy had me look up. I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, you snuck it in.
No, that's just gangrene. There is a specific kind of gangrene.
By the way, don't care.
Let look up Forner's gangrene.
No.
Yeah, it's
100% told you.
Yeah,
it's something
that,
else.
That was a lock.
Yeah,
it's a lock.
You tried not to.
But is it like that? Like if you're raising a service dog, but eventually you
why
have
Forners?
To give it away. I don't know.
It's
well,
a strange
it's F O U R N I E R. So yeah.
Oh.
Foreign ears, not foreigner, foreign ears. But like you grow it, you raise the dog and you become attached to it, but then you have to let it go to someone who needs it more than you. How difficult is it? Like you grow this wonderful thing on your forearm and then you're like, well, sorry, little guy. It's been a wonderful run, but I've got to let you go.
Do you feel it?
Yeah, he said, yeah, exactly. He
do
said,
you get the sensations?
Yeah, he said that, well, no, because it's not, yes, it's not attached. I mean, it is, but it's attached to your arm, not your, you know.
You can't, like,
not your testicles.
It's not a functioning.
So it can't, like.
Understand, but you said nerves.
Well, right, so he said.
So. It doesn't function the same, but can you still feel it?
Yes. He said, I was like any other man. I just couldn't leave it alone to begin with. I thought it was the best thing ever. I took it. He says, I took to it so much. I nicknamed it Jimmy. That was what me and my mates called each other growing up. And this penis was definitely my new mate.
Wow. I think I would go with
this
Hank.
Guy.
Getting a little weird now.
I think I'd go with Hank. I don't know why, but I feel like my arm penis, it would be me and Hank just hanging out. Oh, what do you know? I was hanging out with me and Hank, you know, having some good times.
It really is mind-blowing that they can do this.
Yeah.
But that's what they do.
Oof.
So he did wear a bunch of long-sleeve shirts to hide his new bulge.
Yeah.
But people ask about it, and he ended up sort of like letting it rip, you know, and like people, you know, it's a good conversation starter.
Yeah.
Or he could clear a room, one of the two.
I guess.
But
I
mean, he says he has a good sense of humor about it.
Well, and he's got like a scar now, so, you know, when everyone sees his scar, hey, what's the scar on your forearm for?
Well, no.
Let me show you.
It hasn't been attached, so it's still on his arm.
Oh.
So it says the new penis has still not been attached 4 years after the procedure due to a series of missed appointments, scheduling problems, staff shortages at the hospital, and finally, now the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh my gosh, 4 years.
So he can't get it. He's still trying to get it on there.
Now,
does that change it for you?
Can I ask a... What?
Being a surrogate, I mean.
What's the Sipowitz downstairs now that it fell off? Like what?
I don't know. He's probably got a...
Do you have like a mesh lining, or is like how do you?
He's probably just got something
like a catheter. Just
stuff
like
something.
How does all?
Hey, look at your nub.
You know, like when you take a toilet out, you have to put a rag in there, like until you put the new one in. Is it like that? Is it? You have to like flush. I don't. I have so much questions.
Well, that is the story of Malcolm McDonald, the British man who has a penis growing on his arm, and it will eventually be detached. 2 inches longer than his OG peen, and put downstairs after he lost his ween to a infection. Mm-hmm. So,
which may or may not be called foreign ear gangrene. So, don't look it up. Whatever you do, I'm just warning you. I'm just warning you right now. Worst thing you'll ever see.
Coming up next.
Yeah, where do you go from there?
I want to tell you about the other story I have today is about, it's, well, look, I'll just tease it by saying this. Love is the answer, okay? Love is the answer.
Love and a penis arm. That's the answer.
Don't forget to show love.
That's right. Here's Mike.
Weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, now the story of Big Daddy.
I don't know how we recover from that. I don't know where we go.
That Daddy is out doing what Daddy does.
Well, Malcolm McDonald could be called Big Daddy, I guess, now.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But this is a different Big Daddy.
Big Arm Daddy. Do you think he's undefeated in arm wrestling matches? Could you focus on anything else? He's strictly going left-handed?
So Big Daddy is a crocodile, and he's enormous.
Well, I would assume so.
That's like why they call him Big Daddy.
It'd be a little disappointing if you went and saw someone's like, hey, you want to go see this crocodile, Big Daddy? And then you showed up, and it was, you know,
so
like 8 feet.
This homie weighs 2,205 pounds.
That seems like a lot. Now, I don't know how much crocodiles normally wear or weigh, but that seems quite large.
And he is more than 15 feet long.
Oh, yeah, I see it here.
He lives in Africa, and they think he's about 120 years old or more. But he is in a retirement home.
he's doing well.
They're
trying to keep him isolated so he doesn't get the COVID.
So 35 years ago, this croc attacked and killed 5 people.
Oh.
Including 3 schoolgirls. And this was about four months during the late 80s.
How is Big Daddy, how has he not been turned into boots?
Well, they said that, they don't really do that there.
Really? Like if you kill, like we kill
everything. They do that here.
We kill everything here.
No, they killed.
Harambe. He didn't even do anything.
Yeah, he didn't even do anything. Exactly.
No. But you always see that, like when some poor shark goes and does shark things and nibbles on someone, then we got to go hunt it down and kill it.
Well, I guess he's just a holy terror of a crocodile, and everybody knew him, and he was huge, and his name's Big Daddy, and he kills schoolgirls. Well, they finally captured him, and he now lives in in the largest crocodile farm in East Africa, Mamba Village,
okay,
which is in Kenya, the second largest city in Kenya. So they said it took a whole night for trappers to overpower him and pull him to the roadside using ropes and load him into a truck.
Boy, I am looking at him here.
He's enormous.
It is shocking how large he is. And it's kind of tough to tell, but there's a photo of him next to another gator, which also looks large, but it almost seems photoshopped how much bigger he is.
So one of the trappers who works at the village or at the farm where he is now was one of the people who was able to finally capture him. And they knew him because he killed schoolgirls, you know. And
I love how, by the way, that they would just chalk that up. They're like, ah, well.
They said, well, no. Nature. They said that the villagers were so mad when they found the croc. The villagers were so mad that they had to be restrained by rangers while they tried to get the crocodile out of the water.
Yeah, because they were all.
They were going to kill the croc.
Sure.
Because they knew that was him.
Yeah.
So it took the whole night for them to get him out of there.
It's a real life Jaws.
And then the woman who had lost her three daughters because of Big Daddy, she was there. Nice. And apparently she collapsed when she saw that they captured him. So he's extremely violent. And he has been his whole life. Like, this dude is like not to be messed with.
Yeah. I'm still trying to, I can't quite figure it out why
They put him in with other crocs.
Yeah.
When they captured him, they took him to this.
And did he go after the other crocs?
He killed 10 crocs.
Now, this baffles me. I'm not saying that he should die, but this is just one of those things. Like, in the animal kingdom, when we as people deem you violent, or even just on a lark, we kill things. It's what we do. The number one thing that human beings do, we're better at than anything else we do, is killing animals. It's what we do.
They don't do it there.
This guy has killed people. He's killed little schoolgirls. He's killing other crocs. And yet
little schoolgirls are people too.
Yeah, but no one. Well, he's five people plus three, you know.
Yeah.
But like kids, like normally, like, I get it. Like if you kill some, like if some doucher climbs the fence and jumps in the tank and he eats him, people will be like, well. But normally, like, when you deal with little kids, we go get that gator.
So they put him in solitary confinement. They didn't kill him. They put him in solitary confinement. So he had to sit by himself.
And think about what he did?
Now they have put Sasha and Salma in there. They put a couple of hots.
Yeah.
Hot crocs in there. Yeah.
They see, this is the photo I'm seeing. He's in there with the ladies.
Yes. They put two ladies in there. And now...
He's getting it on.
They say he's calm as can be.
Because he's, well...
Love is the answer.
Well,
and he's humping a lot.
Well, this is, and so now we're just going to breed a new, like, super strand of violent gator that's going to murder us all.
They said that he began to show affection toward the two female crocs and immediately shared his meal with them when they were brought into his heavily protected pond where he lives. So he's blind. He's too old to see, so he can't see.
But he can hump.
He eats 60 kilograms of meat per meal.
And how many meals per day?
They feed... Yeah, so basically, if you don't know what 60 kilograms might be, that's basically two goats.
Right.
He eats two goats per meal, and they feed once a week.
Yeah, they're saying that's about 132 pounds per meal.
Yeah.
So again, he's eating a child. A decent-sized child.
That's right.
He's eating my son.
So that's the story of Big Daddy.
Wow. This only proves my theory that, like, when you're getting some, you're just...
That's right. You know, that's right.
This is my...
You don't kill when you're getting some.
No. Which is why, again, my program for a government-funded prostitution-like service that we farm out to, high-risk individuals, right? We got a lot of people out there that are on edge and that do wackadoo things. And normally, we see that coming, right? Very rarely does a school get shot up or, you know, something happens and we're like, oh, yeah, that guy was perfectly normal. Everyone's like, oh, no. Like, that dude was on edge from get-go. And this is what we do. We get government-sponsored ladies. We got enough Instagram hots out there looking for it. We start paying them off, and this is our program. Big Daddy is another prime example. This dude was a stone-cold killer. And what happened? We just got him some gator tail. And now everything's fine. He's happy as can be. Solves like half the world's problems.
Can't disagree with you.
No.
All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big bad John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan. Nobody
seen to All right. Know, here is the kinder, gentler, better looking Sicanic brother, John. Hello.
What is up, gentlemen? Hot killer croc talk? Is that what I was hearing?
Yeah, we had arm penis, killer claw, or croc. It's been a hell of a club.
Business as usual for you two. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Good talk.
Good talk, son.
Big gulps, huh?
Yeah. We got
We got wisdom teeth out here over here today, so we're dealing with that over here at the Sicanic Cup.
Wait. What? You went into a wind tunnel.
Yeah, muffle mode. What?
I was going to say, Jackson had his wisdom teeth out today, so we're dealing with the aftermath of that. Mm. You guys have dealt with that before.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, was he all drugged up?
Oh, yeah, he's loopy as all get out. So, but once he got home, he pretty much just stays in his room all the time, and so that's all he's done today. He's just been sleeping, though, so.
Yeah, why do you keep going into a wind tunnel? What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm literally sitting on my couch in the exact same place that I am 90% of the time.
Yeah. Now, are you going to do what every other good parent does and film it and then put it on the internet?
Well, that was Heather's job today, and he made an impassioned plea with her to not do that. So I don't know that she filmed anything, and at least on the agreement, we're not going. I feel that's a little played out.
Yeah, no, it is. My wife filmed our son.
Yeah,
and she never, she didn't post it on the internet or anything. But select few have seen it, and let me tell you something. It is hilarious.
Yeah, some of those things are actually.
It is a riot.
They're pretty good.
Dude is wasted.
when JR had his out. The guy that did it, the oral surgeon that did it, is in the fantasy football league with JR and I. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And when JR was under the gas, he got him to agree to a bunch of trades. It was awesome.
I think that violates some sort of fantasy bylaw, right?
Yeah, probably. But still, it was kind of funny. He came out of the gas and was like, yeah, I traded Dr. Rare all these. And we were like, wow, those are horrible trades. But he was under the gas, so it was kind of funny.
He's the same guy that did mine, and I tried to get it. Like, what drugs do they give you? Because can I score some of those? Like,
yeah.
Like, what exactly is that? Because when I had mine out, I saw the video. I had a great time. Like, I lost my shoe, and I'll tell you what, that losing my shoe apparently was the best thing I've ever done. I couldn't have had a better time. So, how do I get that? Like on the general, just Ooh. like a weekend. What do I take?
So let me throw this out at you, too. We went to Dentist of the Stars, the Gillespie Dentistry, mm-hmm. right? Friends yeah. of the family.
Yes.
Fantastic. Greg. Greg performed the surgery. Did a wonderful job. So the problem was, you tell me if I'm justified in this. So Jackson was supposed to have him out 3 weeks ago. And the night before the surgery, we get a call from the dental office saying that there was an emergency and we have to reschedule. And so we're like, oh, wow, okay. So we reschedule for today. And then I'm friends with the family, right? I know them all. And so I was like, wow, I hope nothing's wrong with, like, their parents or one of their kids or something. So I call my buddy, who's the dentist, and there was no emergency. They had the opportunity to go play golf at Bandon Dunes, so they canceled all their appointments.
Oh, wow, okay.
Right? So So the night before, she went to the store and spent like $11 million on Jell-O and pudding and protein shakes and soft food. Like, it was like a old folks home kitchen at our house.
Sure.
And when the thing got canceled, JR was like, well, this is great. He just ate it all. Like, he drank all the protein shakes. He ate all the pudding and Jell-O and whatever she got up there for him. So we had to go rebuy it all again. So I told the dentist, I told Gillespie today, I think I'm sending him a bill. Like, when he gets our bill, when we get his bill, I'm going to send him one for like $50 in pudding and Jell-O. I think I'm justified.
Well, he should have never told you about the band on the
exactly,
thing.
Right? That's, kudos to him for being honest, but
no, you don't really
have to. Because I called him and was like, hey, is everybody okay? Like, I was worried, and he knew I was worried, and so he had to come clean. And I was like, oh, I get that. But now I'm sending you a bill for $50 Jell-O, Gillespie.
He didn't have to come clean. He could have put you off, and you would have forgot about
it. Yeah, or he could have just come up with something and was like, hey, something with one of the kids. But everyone's fine. You can stay very generic because no one wants to pry into, like, any sort of medical doings. So you can just say, hey, it turned out to be nothing big. But, we were worried for a moment, but everything's fine now. The fact that he told you... I kind of feel like that's on him. I don't know about 50, but I say I'll go $39.95 or maybe like a free teeth, like a free whitening or something.
Listen, we spent a lot of money on Jell-O and pudding and popsicles. So we were we were out a lot. So I think they owe me. I'm just saying. Now I get it's Band and Dunes, but come on.
Well,
if I would have called the night before and canceled the appointment, they would have still charged me probably.
Well, to be fair, his time is more valuable than yours.
That's exactly right.
He's a skilled medical professional, yeah. John. You like look at fences. I mean,
what's funny is I told him that today. I was talking to him. I said, I get up and go to work, and I tell people their shed is too close to the property line. He got up and went to work and cut my son's mouth open and pulled out teeth and then sewed him back up. There's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, a little difference. I like this text. By the way, we got to go. Thank you.
I love you. Go Mariners.
Bye. This text says, I couldn't get the time off work to go see ZZ Top, so I scheduled my wisdom tooth removal for that night. Party's on.
Dude, yeah!
That is hilarious. So you get your wisdom teeth out.
Yeah,
you're all wasted. And they roll you into a ZZ Top show.
Yeah. Again, tell me what you get when you go there, because where do I score it? Had a great time.
All right, we got to run. Ducks Insider is coming up next. Are you here tomorrow? Or are you gone tomorrow?
No,
what the hell's
I'm
happening?
Gone tomorrow. I got that. I got a graduation, which I'm not certain what that means, but right. I got to support myself.
All right. Well, Mike and I will be back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan Connect.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.